2 of 21 days of praying like Jesus. Today we're looking at one short verse, Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. As Jesus is modeling prayer to his disciples, we see in this verse how he addresses God. He says, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name." Every single time, except for once, one time, he refers to God as, my God, as he's praying on the cross. My God, why have you forsaken me? But every other time, he refers to God as the Father. So as Jesus, the second person of the Trinity, is praying to God, the first person of the Trinity, the Father, he refers to him as Father. And that's fitting because God, the Father, is the one who does, like a good loving Father, provides for us. He hears and hears our prayers, hears our needs, and responds. And now, I don't think that we have to always call God Father when we pray. Certainly, there's so many different names for God that are meaningful and powerful. But we should, most of the time, direct our prayers towards God the Father. Doesn't mean we can't talk to the Holy Spirit, doesn't mean we can't talk to Jesus, but when we see prayer in the Bible, it's addressed to the Father. And so I think that's important that most of the time when we pray, we are praying specifically to the Father. And as we do that, notice what Jesus said before he really goes into any of the components of prayer. He says, "Hallowed be your name." That word hallowed, it's not a word we use much anymore, but the word hallowed carries the idea of something sacred or to make something holy or reverent, to honor something. And so as he begins his prayer, as he talks to the Father, he first says, I want to hallow your name. I want to give you honor. I want to give reverence to you in prayer. And so really we see in verse 9, who we direct our prayers to, and then secondly, how we direct those prayers. We talk to the Father, and we do so in a way that honors his name, that shows reverence and respect for his name. And so each day, we're giving you a prayer tip. And so here's the prayer tip for today. Prayer tip number 2 is make it your goal in prayer to honor the Father. Make it your goal in prayer to honor the Father. Now, I can tell you, my goal in prayer oftentimes is to ask for something. My goal sometimes in prayer is to vent my frustration at somebody. Or sometimes even my frustration with God, which is okay. He's looking for honest and sincere prayers. And there's certainly nothing wrong with those things. We see examples of those types of prayers in the Bible. But no matter what we're asking for or talking about in prayer, ultimately, our goal should be every time to honor the Father. How many of us stop before we pray and just make sure that we are in a place, in a spirit, in our inner being, to really show reverence and honor to the Father? How many of us really stop and think, okay, my greatest goal in prayer is not to get something, but my greatest goal in prayer right now is that my Father is honored and lifted up. The Bible says, whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. That includes prayer. So this is so important for us to remember as we're praying, and no matter what we're praying for, what we're praying about, to stop and pause and say, first and foremost, Lord, I want you to be hallowed. I want you to be honored in my time in prayer with you right now. So that's our prayer prayer tip for today. And let me close our time by praying and giving honor to the Father. Father God, you are worthy of all glory and praise. No one else is worthy but you. And Lord, so help us to always remember that when we come to you in prayer, that first and foremost, we want you honored and lifted up. We want you to be pleased. We want you to shine in our time of prayer. And so remind us over the next 21 days, Father, as we're praying to you, as we're taking a season and concentrating on prayer, may each and every day, may we stop and be reminded that the greatest thing we can do in prayer is to lift you up and honor your name, because you are a good, good father. So be honored and glorified, Father, over the next 21 days. In Jesus' name, amen. We'll see you tomorrow for day 3 of 21 days of praying like Jesus.